The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, is being held this week in Orlando for years. The annual gathering was held in the Washington, D.C. area, but last year, CPAC relocated to Florida, and it has had lots of company. The Sunshine State has become, far and away, the favored destination for Republican politicians. NPR's Greg Allen looks at some of the reasons why.
The first, of course, is COVID. CPAC Chairman Matt Schlapp says last year, Maryland, where the meeting usually was held, forced it to relocate.
They literally shut down the hotel against the hotel's wishes, and we were left scrambling to find a place to do it.
Enter Florida, where Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has raised his profile within the GOP by challenging Biden COVID policies and fighting vaccine and mask mandates. While other states were still largely shut down, DeSantis lifted all restrictions on businesses, from bars and restaurants to sports arenas and conference centers.
Why would you want to go someplace to vacation and then have someone hound you about your medical papers or about your mask or all these other things?
CPAC rose to prominence over several decades as a summit for conservatives that's been held for the last decade in Maryland, near the nation's capital. But Schlapp says it may have found a new home in Florida.
Going forward, I think it'll be very hard for Maryland to convince us that we want to do business in a high-tax state that's colder, that at any moment the government can decide to shut us down.
A host of other Republican gatherings have also found accommodations in Florida. There was the Federalist Society meeting recently, where Mike Pence said Donald Trump was wrong in saying the vice president could have overturned the election. The Republican National Committee has held several meetings here, including a spring donor retreat last year that included a visit to Mar-a-Lago, the private club where the former president now makes his home. Mar-a-Lago has become the best place to hold a fundraiser, especially if you're a candidate seeking an endorsement from the former president. They're usually closed to the media. This video was posted by one of those attending a fundraiser for Tudor Dixon, who's seeking the Republican nomination to run for governor in Michigan. Candidates often get a drop-in from Trump.
It's very nice having you all at Mar-a-Lago. This is a very special place.
Trump called Tudor Dixon very special, but she hasn't yet gotten an endorsement. Republican fundraisers are held frequently at Mar-a-Lago. The Washington Post identified 30 Republican events at the club last year, including fundraisers for at least 20 Republican candidates. Rick Wilson is a former Republican political strategist based in Florida who's become one of the loudest and sharpest critics of the party under Trump.
People go down there. They pay for a big fancy reception. They pay to rent rooms for parties and events and fundraisers. And there's the hope that Donald Trump will notice them.
A fundraiser is being held this week at Mar-a-Lago for a Trump PAC, Make America Great Again, Again. It has a top ticket price of $250,000 per couple, with an option to purchase a two-night stay at the club. Wilson says the rise of Florida has changed how ambitious Republicans run for higher office.
Florida has become the sort of hotbed of everything in our politics. Really, honestly, now you go to Florida, you go to CPAC, you go to the other big events here, and you're in a position where you're well ahead of the national pack.
And finally, CPAC Chairman Matt Schlapp says there's another reason Florida has become the favorite destination for Republican groups. It's fun.
What I loved at CPAC is that at breaks, people run and put on their bathing suit and run to the pools.
There are beaches, theme parks, and the weather, the same perks enjoyed by Democrats, independents, and people who never even think about politics. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.